it's the work of head teachers and teachers and other staff in schools that have made that possible. And our privilege as inspectors is to go in and see that. So, you know, a huge pat on the back for, you know, the people who've made that happen. And I mean, just to pick out a couple of examples, you know, Green Park Primary in Dover, which had a very successful inspection, move from good to outstanding, and the Victory Academy in Medway, which was requires improvement and moved to good this year. So there's some real success stories there.
Bit of a mixed story when it comes to secondary schools, because in Kent we've seen more judged good or outstanding, but quite a significant drop in Medway, 6% fewer. Are you concerned about that?
You've got to be careful with small numbers, really. Particularly when you get to secondary, you are talking about a small total number of schools. So, you know, I'm not concerned about that. And actually, if you look at the overall figure, it compares favourably with the national picture. So I think we've got to be a little bit careful when you're talking about small changes like that.
So parents generally across Kent and Medway, do you think they can be pretty confident today that their children are going to good schools? I mean, presumably there are still a handful that have got some work to be done.
Yeah, I think the general picture is good. What we would point out, though, what we have highlighted in this year's report is a particular concern about, set against that backdrop of more and more good and outstanding schools, a small but significant number of schools that are really struggling to move up either from inadequate or from requires improvement to be good. And what we've said is we really want schools to be good or better. And we've got a number of those schools across the country, about 140, where if you go back 12 years, the school has never been good. And we've got 17 of those schools in the southeast. Most of those schools are in Kent and Medway. So set against that positive backdrop, we also have that really tough group of schools that for a long, long time have not been good and are really struggling to improve.
So what needs to be done then? Presumably a lot of hard work as far as those schools are concerned. Will focus turn to them in future?
In most cases, it's not through any lack of trying. You know, we see people working really hard in schools like that to make the improvement. And we would acknowledge it's tough as well. It's tough if you're in a school like that to actually move the school from inadequate or requires improvement to good. And that's why quite often in schools like that, we do see, although the school isn't good, quite often we actually see the leadership and management may be good because they are making a difference, but it's a real tough challenge to drive the school forward. I mean, every school's different, but you can pick out some general things that you quite often see in schools like that. Quite often they struggle with recruiting and retaining staff. It can be tough to get staff because it can be challenging to teach in a school like that. And of course, it can be tough to hold on to them. And schools have got to be quite creative and nurture their staff to really keep hold of them in schools like that.